division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Rogue Agents, a Division II podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, Jamar, a.k.a. Thundercats06. That's T-H-U-N-D-A-C-A-T-Z-06. And I'm joined today by my amazing co-host, Wes, a.k.a. Demented Wes. You can spell it, right? Of course you can. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, man? Man, I'm so excited to talk about Division.
This is the show, and if this is the first time you're listening to the show, I said that really weird, but if this is your first time listening to the show, we get together weekly to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on Division 2. Every Monday, you can find the show on your podcast platform of choice. Just make sure you give us a good rating and leave something nice there in the comments. We really appreciate it. So, Wes, let's just get on with the show. Our first part of the show is Hype Check. And this is where we kind of talk about where we're at, feelings for the game. I really feel like we should have some smooth, like, jazz plan, because I feel like we're talking about our emotions. But how are you feeling about Division 2?
I mean, of course I love it. I mean, I'm going to tell you every week that I love the freaking game. I'm really excited for Title Update 5. Really excited for all the additions they make. The best thing about the Division is they launch an update. You play the update, and you get just enough to the point where you're like, okay, I'm ready for some more. And then, boom, there's more. They release it. Like, they're constantly releasing updates. That's, like, one of the best things about the game.
You're right, man. It keeps my hype engine going. Like, I feel like we haven't had a low like we did. Was that update 3? I think it was Title Update 3, where we kind of waited. I felt like it was a little bit longer. Like, we waited a little bit longer. No, actually, it was Title Update 4. Excuse me. But that one felt like it took longer, and we were so, like, burnt down on the game that once we finally got Title Update 4, it got us going, got us excited. We started playing the game. And just like you said, now we're kind of hitting that part where we're like, man, we're something new. And now we're getting Title Update 5 coming. So I really am excited.
They're already hyped. Title Update, right?
Yeah, PTS actually would be kind of discussing some of the things and some of the changes and clarifications that's coming in that. But yeah, the PTS ends actually, I think it's the 10th. I think I have that actually on there. Yeah, it ends with the 10th after some quality of life updates or balancing. So my guess, and just like we've had before Mason on the show, we were kind of suspecting that it seems like 2 weeks of the PTS and then it goes live, so maybe we'll be getting it soon, or, you know, maybe they'll delay it like they did before, but hopefully not.
I'm sure we're gonna get it soon. I just want it, so I don't even have a reason why we're gonna get it soon. I just want it.
No, there's some really exciting stuff, and that's really what keeps, like, the level of hype high. If they told us what was coming in Title Update 5, just being like the skills getting reworked, I may have not been super excited, because, you know, it is what it is. I don't really mainly focus on builds, but the fact that we're getting, like, the expeditions, we're getting new story missions, classified, like, we're getting a lot more content with that. That's just really exciting. You know?
Yes, the expeditions, can't wait for that, man. Hey, is the zoo coming with Title Update 5? Is that, that's one of the
zoo,
right?
Yep, the zoo in Camp White Oak. So
fuck the camp. I'm excited for the zoo.
The zoo will be fun. Definitely will be fun. Especially because of sound design. These guys are, again, they're amazing. So we're hyped for what's coming. What have we been up to? And in the agent clock, that's normally where we discuss our time clock in the game. What we've been up to. What have you had, like, some amazing stories or anything like that? But honestly, Wes, if you're like me, this week we haven't really played Division 2 too often. Like, we had a lot of fun with the raid and stuff like that, but I think there's been some other things that have pulled us away just for the time being. So You want to speak on that, or you got anything, or what's up?
So I didn't play much Division this week, and I feel terrible, you know, talking about Division, having like a podcast, but I didn't play it that much this week. Like, I still played it and had fun with it, but, you know, obviously July 4th, so we had the holiday that was in the way. I had family that's from out of town that's up, so we had a cookout the past few days, and, you know, we've done some few things, and I've also just decided to watch a bunch of movies lately and, like, be a lazy piece of shit. Like, we were talking before we started recording, like, I just started the new Hellboy movie. Fuck, does that suck? It's so sad. And I know this isn't a movie podcast, but I just need to point out how terrible this movie is. So, as long as I got my 2 cents there. But what have you been up to?
Pretty much the same. I guess we should probably recognize July 4th. Hopefully everyone had a good 4th and cookout, firework, all that good stuff. But yeah, that it's been pretty much the same. Like, I've been wanting to watch, you know, TV, spend time with family. You know, 4th of July also brought this, you know, small little show called Stranger Things. I don't know if you've heard of it. They're on the 3rd season, but I've been kind of pulled away because of that. You know, I'm almost done with the Stranger Things itself, and I don't know.
It's just, amazing.
It is really good. I know this isn't, again, a movie/TV podcast, but that's just what we've been up to. I've also popped in mainly. I just pop in and do like a few projects, like, of material and stuff, just to keep getting blueprints. But I haven't really done much other than that, and maybe like a bounty or two. So that's really all. I'm actually still in that mind state of like, I don't want to invest a lot of time in like getting gear and shit. Like, I don't want to grind for gear, because Title Update 5 is coming. It's going to bring a lot of enhancements to how we get gear, and also guaranteeing better gear. So I'm kind of waiting on that too. You know, so that's what makes me feel a little bit less guilty.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for the changes that we're going to talk about them coming up, but I'm really excited for those changes, and I'm kind of waiting out for them too. Because if I'm grinding for gear, it's just going to be kind of pointless right now if I'm going to get new gear in like 2 weeks.
Right. And I mean, we just really haven't had much time to like, I haven't had like a block of time, like a night like we had before, to like actually do raiding, like to actually join the raids. That's really what's been kind of like, everybody I know has been like raiding, and I just haven't had the chance to like dedicate, you know, 5-6 hours or whatever it may be needed to run a raid through or whatnot. So,
do you know what we did that we didn't talk about on the podcast?
What's that?
You tried to get me the holster.
Oh yeah, that is right. That was Sunday. That was after we recorded last week. We did do that. Yeah, we did put a lot of time into that to get that gunslinger holster to Dodge City. And boy, was that! I forgot about how tedious it was to do those control points on level 4, man. There,
and I still don't have it.
Still don't have it. We only have to do one more. Well, we had technically 2, because after you get it, then you have to do. But yeah, we're really close. We just haven't gotten a chance to get it back on. We'll get it.
It's
knock it out.
It's really annoying. I'd rather just not get it.
You kind of have to, you know.
But it was really funny, because who did we play with that night? Do you remember who we played with?
That was Sideswipe.
Yeah, Sideswipe.
And he just crushed our dreams about the... Like, he's like, yeah, I don't think it's all that good. But I'll help you guys anyways.
Yeah, that thing sucks. But yeah, I'll help you.
That's all good.
Why am I wasting my time with these bullshit level 4 control points?
For the blueprints, man. The blueprints.
I understand they make the game harder, you know, when they get to like level 4.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why Massive thinks harder is spongier. Like, spongier is harder. Like, it's not. Yeah. Just throw more enemies at me. Have them rush me. Have them throw me off guards. Like that, you know what I mean? Don't make them spongy.
Yeah, that is like, once it hits that like heroic level, like raid level, they just have so much more armor and health. And maybe not so much the health, but it's just the armor. And like, it does throw you off a little bit, for sure.
Yeah, and I've never been a fan of sponginess. Something I always complain about, something that they know that we complain about and they fix, but they always figure out a way to bring it back.
Well, talking about gear, like, Actually, this has nothing to do with gear. So, anyways, that was a great segue. I normally just still, even though like we haven't like been playing Division every night, I still scroll through the subreddit all the time, and there's just so many people doing some awesome stuff in the community. And one of the things that someone posts every day and or every week, I feel bad because I didn't write down his name, but you know who you are if you're listening. He does like a vendor reset, and then he kind of looks at like all the vendors and sees like, all right, what's great, what's not, blah blah blah, what's trash. But I just wanted to point out something, and I think I might do this more often than the Agent Clock. But if you check out the DZ South vendor, he has a backpack with the total armor percentage of 18.5. So that's 18.5% of armor with a backpack. That's not bad. I mean, if you want to get that, just buy it and just have it as like a backup. You can always roll it on something else. Plus, the DZ East vendor has 11% shotgun damage gloves. That's something else. It's just like, yeah, why not grab it? Like, what else are you spending those Phoenix credits on, you know?
I'm definitely interested in the armor.
Yeah, it's always not a bad thing to have. And then with these, you can always buy, like, multiple and then just, you know, recalibrate them whenever you want. Just pull that out, you know?
Yeah, I'm not definitely interested in them. I would check them out.
Well, something else that I put down on here, which I thought was kind of interesting, was not necessarily an update to the game, but this was about the Netflix movie. And the Division, or Ubisoft tweeted out, like, hey, you know, we got some news coming about the Netflix movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and that other girl that I keep forgetting her name. But it just kind of has me, like, more and more intrigued. And one thing that we didn't mention, we saw Far From Home, and that has me super excited to see Jake Gyllenhaal in another movie, you know? So, like, the fact that he's going to be involved in probably one of my favorite properties of all time now, I'm putting Division up there, is exciting, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for a Division movie. I've always thought it was a perfect IP to adapt into a film since the last game. Like, the game is so cinematic, you know?
Yeah, and it is. It really is.
I love the story. I love the idea behind it. I love the different factions. Like, I'm really excited for the movie. And Jake Gyllenhaal's a great actor. Like, the best film I've seen him in is a film called Nightcrawler, where he's obsessed with tracking down, like, car accidents and recording them on video. And have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I remember Nightcrawler.
That movie's fucking amazing, and he's amazing in it. And the fact that there's a big name star attached to the film, that's huge.
Yeah, that's honestly what how I feel is, like, it's exciting to have, like, they could have just cast some random dude to play it and I still would have been excited, but the fact that we have like a big name actor is going to be like actually like a starring role and not just like, oh yeah, I'll just be in this movie, that's exciting. We have sort of related, The Witcher is going to be on Netflix. And you kind of, like, saw a poster for that. And I just like this idea that Netflix is going to try and bring, like, some of those gaming movies or TV shows that don't need to be, you know, blockbuster movies or not blockbuster, RIP. But, yeah, major movie, like, theaters, but something that you just watch on Netflix. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, that's amazing. I would kind of want Netflix to do more around game development, like, for movies and TV shows. Yeah. They have the budgets and they have the teams to do it. So I take it this movie's news is coming soon. They've been dropping all these Witcher posters. So I take it Netflix is going to have a presence at Comic-Con?
That could be true. I was actually, that's what I was segueing to. That's why you're such a great co-host. Because I was thinking, like, when would be a good time to give us more information about this? And Comic-Con is, what day Comic-Con start? You know, it's like,
I don't know the exact day. We're now like a week and a half away from it.
Right,
like July 20th is Marvel's Day, so it's that weekend.
So the reason why I was thinking that is because I knew Comic-Con was like towards middle to end of July, and if we have like episode one coming with TU5, this is like boom, you got the gaming news, and then boom, right after that you follow like that, and then you got some, you know, more news or more info on the movie, which is kind of like a good cadence to have. So that's why I think we'll find out some more soon. To be honest, although the tweet had a link and it was basically nothing, so I don't know what they were doing. It might have been tweeted out too early, maybe. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
And Jake Gyllenhaal's like Like, I don't know if you've been watching any like the press releases from the Spider-Man movie that he's in right now. That dude's funny as hell. He's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you just go watch Far From Home, and you know what I mean when I say this, but he's like the perfect, like, I think he could be my friend, even though he wouldn't be my friend kind of guy. You know what I mean? Like, you just get that vibe from him. So, like, I don't know. It'd be cool. And I hope he, like, treats the property, like, division. I hope he treats it with respect as much as he did, at least for, you know, Marvel or Spider-Man Far From. So,
I'm kind of hoping he becomes my friend.
Hey, that'd be awesome if he starts streaming on Twitch or something. No, it's not. Actually, I'm tired of celebrity streaming on Twitch. anyways, so in the main mission, we had another state of the game, another week, and this one was more of like, hey, let's clarify some things, and then also let's show you, like, we're going to discuss some of the changes that they're making to the skills. They're still tweaking everything, and nothing's permanent, so a lot of the stuff that I'm mentioning could be changed, but I just pulled out some things that I thought were like, that's cool. Hopefully that stays, and okay, this makes more sense, because we talked about it before, and I think a lot of things we were excited for actually was kind of what we were thinking, but kind of not. So that's what I just really hope I have some more of your attention, and we can talk about that. That sound cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the first thing they mentioned in the PTS, they had like a full house. They had three people. I should have wrote down their name, but they had the mods guy. Crap, I can't think of the other dude. Of course, Hamish, like the host. But anyways, they had three people on. The first thing they discussed was the PTS roadmap, and they just kind of wanted to clarify that. And this is interesting the way they're doing the PTS, which really makes me wish that I had the PTS, like, or could play like the PTS, because it's really cool how this is like the game, like new game content. So there's new missions and stuff. So instead of making it just available all week long or the whole time, they're like breaking this stuff up, which is cool because it's not allowing people to just kind of keep getting spoiled with the content and then not want to play it in the actual live game. So like the first 2 days, like the first and second, of course, July, they had the National Zoo, whoop, and they had the Camp White Oak. Okay, we'll see. But then at this point now, we're on the 7th. So today actually is the last day of the expeditions that they have available for it. So everyone that's playing in PTS, they basically just finish up with that. And then this is coming close to the end now with the 8th and through the 10th. They're going to have some quality of life balancing. So balancing exotics and skill builds is all the things that they're going to be looking into as quality of life changes. So we'll probably have more things to talk about like next week, but everything should probably be kind of final around next week. And then, of course, we'll get like that big old patch afterwards because they broke a lot of stuff, right? That's what happens in every title update.
Always. I can't wait for this update to come out and then the enemies 5.1. Start shooting guns out their asshole.
So, yeah, that'll definitely happen. That we should have just added that to the roadmap because that will more likely happen. But with that being said, the fun stuff, the things that I was really interested in, was crafting and recal changes. So we talked about some of the things happening as far as like when you craft an exotic, it's going to be level 500 and it's going to have max rolls and all that stuff, right? So we're excited about that. Well, there's a few things that I maybe missed out of that I didn't really, maybe I just didn't do a great job of explaining it or I missed out on it because when I was watching it, I was like, whoa, I didn't realize that. But first and foremost, the most exciting thing that they talked about was crafted items, like the replica weapons. Sometimes you get talents and stuff on there that you want to use. You can now use those and recalibrate them. So no longer can you not recalibrate crafted items. And that to me is like the most exciting thing because I'd like to try and use an M4 again. Or not the M4, damn it. Yeah, the police M4. But every time I craft them, one, it's locked at 490. And two, I can't like recalibrate the talents on there, the ones I want. That's exciting. How do you feel about that?
That's huge because there's many times where I will craft something and I'm like, it's not as strong as that other one, but damn, I really want this piece. I want to be able to calibrate this onto what I have now, you know?
Yes. I mean, to me, this is like opening up like end game like builds now. So you can really closely specify like what you want to get. And sure, it's going to use a shit ton of material, which hopefully material drops and stuff actually get a little bit better. But with that, and also they are adding like deconstructed high-end gear now will pretty much more so guarantee, in a sense, the term they use were like the predictability of granting brand material with that specific gear. So if you, I'm trying to think of like a gear set I use, but if you deconstruct the high-end gear, you're gonna almost always get material for that brand. So that means like if you really want a specific type of knee pads, like Fenris knee pads, then if you keep breaking down that, you're gonna get a ton of material for it, so you can start building your own, and then you can take off like the talents and switch it. Like that just makes me happy. That makes me happy. You don't have to keep grinding for a specific thing, and you may never get it, you know? So that's exciting.
No, that those are some big updates. Like, it's the things that I've always wanted to do, so thank God I can finally do it.
And this is all coming with Title Update 5. There is also going to be an upgrade for the crafting bench in order to allow you to do all of this. Now, in order to do that, it will require one gun and one piece of gear that's at least 490 or above to, like, upgrade the bench. So I guess that's pretty much everyone. I always forget when they talk about stuff like this, but people are still just now picking up like the division, and they're starting from like world tier one, world tier two, three, four, five. It's just kind of mind blowing just because we've been invested in the game for so long. But I guess that's more so for people who haven't, you know, you can't just go straight from to world tier five and then have the bench automatically at the gear score 500. So that's interesting.
That makes sense.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned this on the last one, but this also has something to do with crafting because it's related to like the blueprints. But all the blueprints now are just going to be in the same pool. So there's no longer specific blueprints that you can only get through the control points, like threes and fours, which are good because, man, it's not fun grinding those. But also, you can also now just get them through projects. And then this is my favorite thing. You can just buy them from Anaya, which is cool. I like that.
I do like buying them.
Yeah, buying them is awesome. Plus, it also has the ability to share the blueprints between different characters. So if you already have like three characters or whatever, you can share them between, which, I don't know, that's just nice. I feel like they're starting to get in the stride now of hitting things that we're really wanting to be done. And they're, you know, they're getting there. They're getting there. I'm excited.
Oh, buddy. See, I don't want to play that. I just want this update to come out, and then I want to.
I know. there's one thing weapon change wise, which they kind of talked about it early on in the state of the game, but it turns out like I guess they shotguns are kind of weak or not as powerful as they should be, which I don't know if I 100% agree, but I do kind of agree because I have like a couple shotguns like 150, 175,000 damage, but it does feel weird to shoot someone with a shotgun in their face and they not drop, but they're going to change a couple things with the shotgun. So they're not going to just instantly like buff them, but they're making them more powerful in PvE, but they can't make them more powerful overall because PvP, you know, so like that balance. So this is kind of creative what they did. They're going to change the overall time to kill in PvP and make it faster with shotguns, but at the same time making the shotguns less powerful. So, in my mind, that's kind of like a creative way of like solving the problem. The shotguns will kill people, but they'll be less powerful. So you need to like definitely work on a specific shotgun build, if that is the way I'm thinking. You know what I mean? So people just aren't running around like the Dark Zone with shotguns or conflict. But
yeah, because that would
anyways.
That would suck.
That's the real question. Like, who's playing PvP? It's not fun. It's not fun.
Yeah. You loser. I can't even say it with a face.
But yeah, so this section here, they talked about like the exotics and drop, like the drops. And I know you remember from last week when I mentioned how you can just do a heroic mission and the boss will drop an exotic weapon, like guaranteed.
Yes. Thank God.
Right. But I may have gotten overexcited. Because I think, again, I didn't quite listen to this part again, but I don't know if I like maybe just glossed over a few details, but they did do a clarification. I'm saying this as if they listened to our podcast and was like, whoa, let me clarify this, because Jamar on Rogue Agents was a little bit off. But anyways, I may have mentioned that being excited because that means I could get the Eagle Bearer like quicker. That's false. The Eagle Bearer is still a raid exclusive item. So you can't get that unless you go through the raid, which also is something that we were kind of excited about, is that there's a discovery difficulty level being added to the raid, which is like story mode, you know?
Yeah, then we can take that Razorback bitch.
Yeah. But you do not get the Eagle Bear. There's no chance for you to get the Eagle Bear by playing that, which to me, I guess I get it, because people are playing the raid at the hardest difficulty right now. And you don't want to kind of like lessen it or cheapen their experience because, you know, you can play it on a softer difficulty and get it. But I feel like they should just still allow you to, but change the drop rate to like 1% chance. So like at least there's still a possibility, but completely cutting it out, I don't know how I 100% feel with that. But they did say that there will be final loot rewards that will be revealed later. So actually, when episode one drops, there may be something specific that you'll get for completing it on like that lower difficulty. So I don't know. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's not. I don't know. You let me know how you feel on Twitter and all the good stuff.
I mean, it'd be worth it just to kind of experience it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the idea for me is that I guess a lot of people now we play with are pretty experienced, but this would have been awesome. This would have been awesome to have at the beginning, to just kind of get your feet wet if you maybe don't have a clan that you can constantly run the raid with. It allows you to go through it and at least see how the setup is and stuff like that. So then when you run with someone raiding, you don't waste their time of constantly explaining everything, you know? That's why I think the lower difficulty could be good for that.
And that, well, that's a smart idea. Yeah, because it can kind of go through and do it and plan out, you know, how you're going to attack it.
Right. And then when you're ready, go into the harder difficulty. You already have the mechanics down. It's just executing. Yeah.
That
makes sense.
But I'm gonna do it.
Now you're probably wondering, well, hell, what actually drops then? What can you get, you know, from like these heroic missions? But they did a little bit more clarification. So specifically, blueprints that are required for exotic drops. Wait, I said that weird. In order to get the drops from the heroic bosses, you have to already have had the blueprint for like the following here. So the Liberty, Chatterbox, Nemesis, and the Dodge City, like Gunslinger holster. So that means you all have to go through like the little quest first, and then it'll drop. Then it'll be added to the pool. So that means, Wes, you have to at least finish it in order for it to drop. You know what I mean?
That makes fair.
I'm not mad about that either. But also with the exotic drops, they're being buffed so that they'll actually drop at a higher range of the gear score. So of course it'll be like, that means we have to upgrade the exotics, but they're going to go to the higher end of 500 when they drop, which I kind of think I was expecting it for them to just automatically drop at 500, but then it kind of makes sense. Like if it dropped a little bit lower, you can upgrade it or deconstruct it and use it to craft one at the max level. So, not mad at that either.
Yeah.
Well, the last thing that we had on here that was some changes from the state of the game was the skill changes. And my God, there were so many things that were changed on here that I was going to go through it, but I feel like it's not fun for you, not fun for me, and not for the listeners to just say each and every single thing. So for those who are like really truly excited, I will have a link in the show notes so you can just go there. But this is basically just, I mean, it's just Division, or it's Ubisoft's like thing that they post every day on like their forums and stuff. So it'll have every single item that is changed in the PTS, but I kind of don't want to go over it too much just because this may change in the live game. But basically, to give you a generalization, the base cooldowns for the weapons dropped, or the base cooldown for the skills dropped down a lot like a lot. Like a lot of things were at like maybe almost a minute. Now a lot of stuff are like 12, or a lot of stuff was like 2 minutes for cooldowns. It went down to like a minute or less. So that's good to see, because if you're not prioritizing skill haste, you don't want to be like penalized and have a ridiculously long, you know, cooldown. So the base cooldowns will be dropped, you know.
Yeah, what's the cooldown for Hive?
Ooh, actually, let's do this. I'll click on my link. Do 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 do.
Because let's be honest, everybody uses the Hive. There's no reason not to.
Oh, wait, what? Yeah, keep filling the air. Just trying to open link. Google Docs is giving me a hard time.
They would be doing a lot of changes because nobody uses, I mean, skills. They just use health buffs. That's all they do. So, like, when you're in the dark zone, all you see people is just popping green health, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's the that launcher, dude. That's, oh my God. All right, here we go. Thank you, Google. So we have the Restorer Hive or Reviver Hive. What the hell? I always thought it was Revive Hive. It says Restore. I'm pretty sure that's wrong. But anyways, that cooldown on the PCS before this change was at 240. So 240 seconds. Now, of course, you would have like your skill haste and stuff like that. It'll reduce the cool time, but just as a base, it's 240. It went down to 90 seconds.
Holy
So,
moly.
it's, I mean, a lot of the things went down. Like just for like some of the shields, like the deflector shield was 240, went down to 40 seconds. I don't know if that's too fast, but I can dig it. I'd rather have it lower and let me get my skill haste to get it even lower than it being like a giant amount, because if you're not gonna have a skill build, that's gonna suck. Although if you have that on the ropes talent, like on a backpack or something, and your cooldown is 240 seconds, that's a long time to have like some increased damage. So I guess it's either or, but they're
Yeah,
messing, they're still just messing around with it, you know.
that's going to get changed. No way that's staying.
90 seconds. But I mean, if they keep it as slow as it is now, it won't be that bad.
Yeah,
But
we'll see.
with that also though, with like the other skills and stuff were tweaked, and like I said, I urge you just go look at that list and see like things that you're interested in. But overall, ammo, health, and like radius, all of this stuff has been like increased. So I really think they're just kind of messing around. They want people to mess with it in the PTS and then let them know like where it fits. Is it great? Is it not? You know, all that good stuff. So I'm excited. But again, I'm more so looking forward to like next week getting like a concrete date on when the PTS, or not when the PTS is ending, but when TU5 is coming out and we get episode one and we get to have fun. I don't know.
I'm so excited for that. Just new content in general. Like, well, they did that update for, I think it was update 4. They had just the two little tiny missions that you could
Yeah,
do weekly.
the classifieds, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. I just like new missions.
That's what we're getting, man. I'm really excited for this content drop. Like that's what, I don't know. I'm just pumped. I'm pumped for next week. I'm excited to see like the state of the game, see what else comes out. Plus we could just mess around the game some more. Maybe we'll get you that holster by next week, you know? That way we
Yeah.
can
About that.
Well, that's all I have for like the show, man. I didn't know. I guess we did kind of end up filling it in with some other stuff, but it was a little bit light on the information. We've been a little bit weak in playing, but we still want to be there every week, kind of letting our voice be heard. If you're gonna listen, now that I said that, you probably won't. But anyways, I think it's a good time to close the show before I say anything more weird. So, Wes,
You will make it weird.
so. Wait, where do I want to go? Oh yeah, outro. I lost train of mind or train of thought. Jeez, I'm all over the place. Anyways, this is the same section we go over all the time. You guys know how to get us by now. But for those people who are new and haven't, you know, listened to the show before, this is our illustrious outro where I discuss the places you can find us. So the number one place you can find us is on Twitter. That's Media Junkies. Or, ooh, I said that wrong. Media Junkie
Ugh.
Vids. Yes, vids with an S, not a Z, because this isn't the 90s. But yes, follow us on Twitter at Media Junkie Vids, where, I don't know, we just like to talk about current events, news, tweets and stuff about Division, tweets and stuff about movies, all that good stuff. And then on Instagram with the same name, Media Junkie Vids, you can find us where our buddy Mike is posting some cool toys and figure news and all of his little stuff that he buys. He buys a lot of toys. I'm jealous of him. Anyways,
Yeah.
another place, of course, we're all over the map on the socials. So we have the twitch.tv/MediaJunkieVids, where we are streaming. When we do get on, I know it's been a little quiet, but when we do get on, we typically stream. So go ahead and join us there. Any kind of feedback, input, fun stuff like that, we like to get that sent to us. And if you want to watch us make a fool of ourselves, check us out on Twitch. That's the best place. Also, another place you can watch us make a fool of ourselves is on youtube.com/MediaJunkie, no S, where we post some videos every so slightly coming soon. I keep yelling at myself because I'm like, God, I want to make some more videos, but everything is just a lot going on. So, again, check us out. We have a ton of videos on there, stuff that you may have never even seen before, some Switch related things, some. I always bring it up, boiling an actual NES. Am I right? Did I get that
72-pin connector in it. Yeah, close.
right? But some also cool stuff. We had a cool guy reviewing some stuff on comics, and then Mike's sweet voice reviewing his toys. So check that out. Always like and subscribe. Follow us there. But the most important thing, because you're listening to the podcast, we do it for you guys. Also, we do it because we have nothing else to do at Sunday nights. But if you could just simply rate us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or any other podcast platform you can, just rate us because it'll push us up to the top. But then it'll also just let people know that, hey, we're cool and you guys are cool for listening to us, right, Wes?
Yeah, and guys, if you do like movies and TV shows and other games than Division, then we have something fun coming out soon for you guys,
Ooh.
which is pretty cool, right?
Yes, if you have been following us since day one, you probably haven't. Honest, most people haven't. We do have something new being like joining me, the Media Junkie family of podcasts, and we'll probably drop the first episode in the stream. So if you like it, let us know, and then we'll keep doing more episodes of that. But we can't tell you any more details because it's all classified, right?
It's all classified. Right now, it's currently in PTS and computers.
We are beta testing our show, and we're excited to bring it back. It was something that we worked on way before we even did this podcast, way before we did most of anything on the internet. So I'm excited for it, and I hope you guys are too, because you have no clue what it is. So with that said, I mean, it's time to just end the show. For the returning listeners, this is your favorite part of the show, the reason why you listen. For our patent pending hashtag, Wes's favorite part, he absolutely loves this. Every week I tell him, man, we got to stop. And he's like, no, we got to keep
It's
doing it. So,
is it hashtag massive? Give us the BTS on consoles next time, you fucking asshole.
that is actually it. How did you know?
Damn, I'm good at this game.
No, everyone's screaming right now. It is not that. It is hashtag
Let's
let's go
go
rogue.
rogue.
Let's go rogue.